News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right here on the Friday afternoon of a Memorial Day weekend. So yeah, hope you guys are looking forward to having a great weekend. The weather looks like it is going to be like perfect. Perfect. And after the last few days, it's like the rain washed away the pollen. The air feels kind of crisp. It almost feels like a look, like a touch of early fall. It's kind of weird. Anyway, I like it. So enjoy your weekend. Hope you have a great one. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys before we go too much further, though, I know some of y'all are still looking for jobs. We have in Alabama, we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. It's a great thing to have, I'm telling you. But that being said, there's still folks out there looking for a job. The interesting thing is, despite the fact that we have such a low unemployment rate, we still have jobs available. So if you're looking for a job, my friends at ZLA Solutions, I say my friends because they truly are. I know them all personally. ZLA Solutions, they're one of the best around right now at putting people back to work. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got them posted all over North Alabama. Good jobs. I mean, a lot of them high-paying jobs. Check them out. But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, man, that's their bread and butter. I'm just telling you. You can call them. You can contact them. Same thing. Go to their website. You'll find all their information, ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. They can get you the workforce that you need. Yes. And by the way, their motto, you probably heard them on the commercials. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. That's right. Their goal in life is to make your company better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right. I'm going to move to number two on the Triple Dipper. That's fascinating to me, Copper, that we made it to number two. You know, all week long, it's been like, okay, 3 hours in and I got through number one. But I'm doing it. And number two, by the way, is a topic that I've had on my desk here. Like you got to see, like in the studio here, I've got them stacked up. So I have the three stacks for the Triple Dipper. And I've got a stack called Fit to Fight that I've had since Monday. And at the same time, I've had it since Monday, but I keep adding more stuff to it. Fit to Fight, military readiness. Okay, so one of the things that just amazes me is the fact that our vaunted military, our exceptional U.S. military, still the best in the world. So by the way, when I talk about some things that frustrate me, do not think for a second that I'm in any way denigrating the actual quality or service of those who are in uniform serving our country. All you green suiters out there at Redstone that are hearing this, right, thank you very much. Those of you that serve in the defense industry or who are veterans, thank you very much from a grateful Right Side Radio. But listen, what's amazing to me, though, is that the leftist view of the military is, oh, cool, here's a captive group of people that we can use to experiment with, and that's what they do. Drives me nuts. So let me start off by saying this. The reality of it, General Milley, quoted in Fox News here, this story dates to last Friday. General Milley just recently spoke to West Point graduates and warned them of the increasing risk of global war, all right? It was a sobering speech, but he was letting them know. And here's his quote. He says, "The world you are being commissioned into has the potential for significant international conflict between great powers." He said that potential is increasing, not decreasing. And then he went on to tell the cadets graduating, he says, "And right now, at this very moment, a fundamental change is happening in the very character of war. We are facing right now two global powers, China and Russia, each with significant military capabilities, both who fully intend to change the current rules-based order," Milley said. He also said this, he said, "Russia's invasion of Ukraine is teaching the world that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor." I agree with that. And he went on to also talk about the fact that the nature of urban warfare in Ukraine, it's something that Milley himself sees as a characteristic of future battlefields. He said it's going to be, quote, "a highly complex and almost certainly decisive in urban areas against elusive, ambiguous enemies that combine terrorism and warfare alongside conventional capabilities, all of which are embedded within large civilian populations." Sobering speech about the nature of existing and developing warfare and the fact that we face an ever-increasing threat from two near-peer adversaries, China and Russia. And yet, I look around and go, okay, if the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is telling the graduates of the U.S. Military Academy that, surely those in charge know they've got to do all they can for readiness. So this whole number two of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it fit to fight. Are we fit to fight? Well, yes, but there's the yes, but. When you see stupid stuff like this one, military.com. Military.com has an article dated yesterday. Title of it is, Senator Wants DOD Climate Change Goals Locked into Law. What the heck? So let me ask you. I mean, first of all, I know what the libs will say. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can begin to take care of the environment and still be the strongest superpower in the world. No, not if you're trying to push forward in the manner in which you're trying to push forward. So Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat, big surprise, Democrat of Illinois, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and an Army National Guard veteran herself, is introducing a bill Thursday. And by the way, it's probably not going to pass, but keep your eyes open because who knows. Introducing a bill Thursday that would set renewable energy goals for the Defense Department that match the targets the military services have announced in recent months. First of all, the military services were required by executive order. As soon as Biden took office, he issued an executive order in his first few days requiring all federal agencies to include the Pentagon to craft their climate change plans. Well, isn't that something? And so Senator Duckworth says the plans just came out, like the Navy on Wednesday released its climate plan just this week that says that it would reduce its targets or reducing emissions by 65% by 2030, reaching net zero by 2050. Good luck with that. I doubt it. So when the Navy says they're going to do that, yeah, so I guess the small boats that the SEALs use are going to be, what, battery-powered? I guess that the jets, name one, I don't know, the F-16s that land on carriers, they're going to have to fly on what, ethanol? So this is pipe dreams, and they don't say how we're going to maintain military readiness. But here's the part that got me. This article from military.com. When I look at the second part of the article, by the way, military.com, the fact that it's military.com does not mean it's militaryconservative.com, right? Read this in the article, page 2. But military officials for years have identified climate change as a national security threat. No, they haven't. Because issues caused by a changing climate, such as food scarcity, can lead to military conflict. And because extreme weather can and has severely damaged military bases. There is nobody with serious military training who is looking at the world going, you know what? We could have a bad storm come through here. And that's climate change. We might need to move our whole base. It says the Marine Corps, for example, is considering moving Parris Island Training Depot because the location is susceptible to dangerous hurricanes. No, it's not. They could have moved it 50 to 100 years ago or however long it's been open. They're not moving Parris Island. My gosh. Oh, by the way, it's susceptible to dangerous hurricanes, flooding, and heat. I got news. The heat at Parris Island is a part of why they have it there. Because the Marines, when they practice their seaborne warfare and their landing capability, what do they need? They need heat, and they need water, and they need sand. And Parris Island is a part of the legacy of the Marine Corps. So if you think for a second that they're going to shut it down because of climate change, please. Are we fit to fight? Not with crap like that happening, we're not. How about we keep on looking at things that are in here? Like, for instance, how about the fact that liberals have a complete misunderstanding about the use and application of the military? Did you see the story? This is dated May 23rd. Off of Fox. Fox News, if you remember that whole thing about the National Association of School Boards, I think their real name is National School Board Association, that's their name, the NSBA. They drafted a letter some months back that basically called upon the Biden administration to please do something about all the scary parents that are calling us mean names and labeled them as domestic terrorists. And next thing you know, the Department of Justice under the Biden administration is opening an inquiry and considering whether or not they need to do something and conduct investigations. What? These, by the way, these parents were not making terroristic threats. They were mad about things like gender fluid bathrooms and sex discussions with kindergartners and critical race theory. And they just want their kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, and they can't get past the woke school boards. And so they're mad. Get over it. They're mad. Well, it gets worse, because what we have now is, due to a FOIA request, we find that the original drafts of the letter, and by the way, it's the original draft, it didn't make it out, so I take that with a grain of salt, but the very idea this almost became a letter to the Biden administration from the National School Board Association that literally asked, and here's the quote, "We ask that the Army National Guard and its military police be deployed to certain school districts and related events where students and school personnel have been..." What they wanted was a military presence at school board meetings. That is fundamentally not the mission of the National Guard. Does the National Guard respond to the governor's request to state emergencies? Yes. Is a school board meeting where parents are shouting because they're mad about critical race theory a national or state level emergency? Freaking no. What a waste of assets. Had they gotten their way, the very idea that you were going to mobilize National Guard troops to go stand there in uniform. By the way, I guarantee you a bunch of those National Guard troops would be on the side of the parents. Keep that in mind. What else we got in my stack? I'll tell you what, Copper, I've got one. Well, you know what? I'm going to save the thing about baby formula in the military till we get back from this break. Go ahead and move us, Copper. Move us to a break. We'll do that. We'll come right back. I don't know if we're getting through this one or not, but coming up at 4 o'clock, though, I got a topic you're going to want to hear. Dr. Jordan Vaughn with Concerned Doctors about kids getting vaccinated. Yep, we'll talk about that openly and candidly and just plain right. We'll be right back.